Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. A group of parents opposed to an anti-bullying curriculum adopted by the Alameda, California public school system has filed a lawsuit over the district's refusal to excuse their children attending the classes. The parents are supported by the conservative Pacific Justice Institute. They oppose the curriculum because they claim it indoctrinates young children about homosexuality and gay, lesbian, and transgender families. District officials insist the curriculum was needed to address some of the causes of bullying on school campuses. In a press release, Kevin Snyder, chief counsel for the Institute, said the curriculum fails to address the main causes of harassment and bullying in the district and omits children belonging to five other protected classes, including ethnicity, gender, disability, nationality, and religion. Parents have asked their children to be allowed to opt out of the classes, but the district has sent letters to the parents denying the requests. In a separate but related story, a group of Alameda residents has mounted a recall effort against three school board trustees who voted to approve those anti-gay bullying lessons. The group, which is calling itself Serve Alameda, said trustees Tracy Jensen, Ron Mooney, and Nielsen Tam adopted the single lesson plan over objections of the majority of residents who addressed the board on the subject. Jensen said she wishes petitioners would work with the district in order to get their concerns addressed instead of mounting the campaign. Jensen says, quote, "I do feel it is unfortunate Reverend Dion thought it would be more effective to mount a recall campaign than to talk to the district about his concerns. I would be very interested to know exactly what he wants the district to do to support other protected classes and how the family's curriculum would have a chilling effect in that area." End quote. The reference is to the Reverend Dion Evans, a senior pastor of Chosen Vessels Christian Church and a vocal critic of the lessons, who also signed the campaign notice. Meanwhile, in Tempe, Arizona, another pastor, Stephen Anderson of Faithful Word Baptist Church, is calling for the executions of gay men, lesbians, Congressman Barney Frank, and President Barack Obama in podcasts downloadable for free on his church's website. The audio has been isolated and posted at goodasyou.org should you want to hear it for yourself without giving Anderson's church site any more hits than it already generates. Outfront at baronofarizona@gmail.com. I'm King David McKenzie.